You are about to listen to Bishop Kwesi Ampofo, pastor of Lighthouse Chapel International, Takari. Bishop Kwesi Ampofo has a unique teaching with a clearer understanding of the word. Get ready for an awesome time in the word and receive your blessing, healing, and prophetic word as you listen to Bishop Kwesi Ampofo.
Standing by you, God is going to speak to you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this morning and this time when we can be in your presence. We submit ourselves to you. Speak to us and direct us and educate us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. You are welcome to church once again. Hallelujah. Now, we are looking at the subject of your pastor's voice. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for unction to preach and to teach this particular subject in the name of Jesus. And may your people be blessed and may they be impacted by your word as they listen to the preaching in Jesus' name. Amen. Your pastor's voice. I believe that this is a very important message we need to preach in the church, because a lot depends on your pastor's voice. Amen. I said a lot depends on your pastor's voice, and we must begin to talk about it so that you can, you know, take full advantage of the blessings that God has prepared for you. So last week, I introduced the subject by looking at different types of voices. And Bishop has written in his very powerful book, The Art of Hearing, Bishop spoke about 12 kinds of voices. Do you remember? 12 kinds of voices. So we made it into 13, but I think we shall keep it at 12. And we shall, the number 4 will become the voice of your man of God, and I will explain to you. The scripture is in Corinthians. It talks about different voices that there are in the world. So we looked at the part, Bible says that we do not have so many fathers and so on. It means that you have a number of fathers, you have a number of people who are important to your life, who speak into your life. Are you with me? And so we began to list 12 different types. The first one was the voice of God. Do you remember? The voice of God. And then the second one is what? The voice of the flesh. Do you know the flesh has a voice? The flesh is speaking, and as a Christian, you're supposed to overcome the voice of your flesh. When you are fasting, your flesh will be saying, I am hungry. Do you know when you are fasting, your hunger comes quickly? Usually you don't eat till about 2 o'clock. So usually you are chopping around 2-3 so that you are killing 3 birds with 1 stone. About breakfast, lunch, and supper all in one. But the day you say you are fasting, you will see that by 8 o'clock or even 7 o'clock or 6:30, you are even becoming dizzy with hunger. It's like some wild hunger has come. It is your flesh that is talking, you see. So the voice of your flesh, if you follow the voice of your flesh, you are going to end up in the ditch. Number 3 is the voice of your mind, okay? So your mind also has a voice. And we learn from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:23 that man is made up of what? Man is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. Is that not the case? I said, is that not the case? Man is a what? A spirit, he has a what? A soul, and he lives where? In a body, you see. So your soul, what is your soul? Your soul is your mind, your intellect. Is that not the case? Your mind, your intellect is your soul. You see, your emotions, your feelings. So your feelings, your emotions, your mind, you know, your intellect makes up your soul. So your soul is there, and is either the devil who gets it or God who gets it. Either your flesh and the devil gets your soul, or God gets your flesh and your soul, and they manifest themselves through it. So when you read Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says that, be not conformed to this world, okay? Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, okay? Be transformed. The word transformed is the word metamorphose, which means be metamorphosized. To metamorphosize means to change totally from what the beginning products are and the end product. You can't compare it at all with what the beginning was. So it's usually it's a chemical word, you know, rocks formation and all that goes through metamorphosis. We have metamorphosis rock, we have sand rock, and all those type of things. So it is to be changed, you see. He said, be ye transformed. How would you be transformed? By the renewing of your mind, you see. So by renewing your mind, you renew your mind with the word of God so that your former thinking changes. I said your former thinking changes. Are you in the church? Have your former thinking changed? It is changing. That is the wise answer. Say it is changed. It hasn't changed. If it has changed, we'll see certain fruits, but we are not seeing those fruits. So it is changing. It's in the process of changing. May there be a catalyst. You see, so the camp, for example, is a catalyst. You see, at this point, you want to ask your neighbor, Charlie, what is a catalyst? You just tell me alone so that nobody will know that I don't know. What is a catalyst? What did the person say? Hey, one church that we came to. In church, you learn everything. You become a good chemist by the time you finish the service. Amen. So the camp is a catalyst that will help to fasten the rate of change of your mind. You see, now if you do not change your mind with the word of God, you see, your flesh and the world would change your mind. So your spirit is born again, but your mind is still not born again. And you can see that it's like, this person calls himself a Christian. How can he do this? It's because his mind has not been transformed. So although he's a Christian, he still feels that he must have 3 girlfriends because he doesn't know which of them he would be marrying. And if this one is misbehaves by 3 months' time, and this one misbehaves by 6 months' time, and this one is this, he doesn't know what he's going to do. So I must have 3, 4, 5 of them. You get the whole thing. And so that I can choose.
You see, if we cancel the words, we can do C, that I go, hey, pape, hey, boom, boom, fire, it's Lucy. I'm going to marry Lucy. No. The Bible says the just walk by faith. I said the just walk by faith. So when you choose, does it? Why is it that when you go to the restaurant, you don't order 5 plates? But when it comes to girlfriends, you want to have 5. Or boyfriends, you want to have 4. Just in case. In which case? When you went, you saw the menu, you ordered jollof with spicy tentacles. Then there's jollof with chicken and jollof with onaporific. Hey! But when you come to beloved, you want to have several. No. Charlie, just choose your food. You know the way it is in the restaurant. It's almost like that in when you are choosing your wife. But you must be happy about your choice. I said, be happy about your choice. Maybe you don't go to a restaurant, but you see, when they bring your food, there's a way. The other person's food always looks nicer than your own. Yeah. So, like when I go to out with my wife, when we order the food, we all eat. So I'll eat some of hers and she will also eat some of mine so that we are able to spread our tentacles properly. If Rachel too is there, then we add her own. So you choose the banku, I'll choose the rice, and you choose the ampesi, then we shall. I tell you. You see, so you must be able to just make one choice. So don't have the mind of the world. Tell the person, but you don't have the mind of the world. You can be a Christian, but you can have the mind of the world. Amen. Then we saw the voice of the devil. Then we saw the voice of your man of God. Okay? And I'll explain to you the voice of your man of God, the voice of the Bible, the voice of your friends, the voice of your parents, the voice of your spirit, the voice of your spouse, the voice of circumstances, and the voice of your own will. All these are voices. Now, amongst these voices, some of them are very much more important than others. And the voice of your man of God is one such critical voice. Amen. And that is why we are looking at the subject of your pastor's voice. Hallelujah. In John chapter 10, verse John 10:26, the Bible says, "But ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you," next verse, "my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Amen. Now, this is a pattern of how a pastor operates with his flock. Amen. A pastor is a shepherd. And this same shepherdorial principle that Jesus was, you know, explaining here, it's a critical way that explains how a pastor relates with his sheep. Hallelujah. He says that my sheep hear my voice. You see, now if you are my sheep, if you are Bishop Doug's sheep, if you are any pastor's sheep, then you must hear the voice of your pastor. Very important. The voice of your pastor is very significant to you because that man is your man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you find yourself in Christ Embassy, who is your man of God? Pastor Chris. If you find yourself in Winners Chapel, who is your man of God? If you find yourself in Lighthouse Chapel, who is your man of God? Bishop Doug. Amen. And Bishop Doug delegates. You see, all of them delegate. So if you watch Pastor Chris, you watch Bishop Oyedepo, you know Bishop Abioye, Bishop Doug, Bishop, they are all echoing his voice. Here am I, here today I'm talking to you from Bishop's book, Art of Hearing. This preaching, I'm preaching your pastor's voice. Bishop preached it 20 years ago. Amen. We are not appearing to you with any new thing. We are coming with the food that our fathers have given to us, and we are giving that back to you. If you find yourself in Action Chapel, who is your man of God? Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. You better listen to his voice. Because the breast milk of the baby, or the milk that will bless the baby, is the milk that is in the breast of the mother of the baby. Amen. I mean, how can you have a baby drinking another woman's breast? This is not a good thing. You are teaching that baby bad manners. When he grows up, he will be stuck with that behavior as a man. Following other women's breasts. Mercy. You see, there are some people, they have children. They'll give their child to this woman. Maybe the child is crying, and the woman just remove her breast to be feeding the child. It's, what kind of behavior is that? Do you know what is in the woman? Do you know what is in the woman? Do you know what is in her spirit? Do you know what she is transmitting? The safest milk for you is the one that your own mother is producing. Is that not the case? I said, is that not the case? Yes. Your mother is the best provider of milk and even food for you. If your mother brought you up well, you would be the type who doesn't eat. You didn't grow up eating outside. I mean, how will I explain to my mother that I can't eat? So it means I went to eat outside. That one is 12 lashes. You see, because going to eat outside, you are a beggar. And you are also saying that your mother can't feed you, your father can't feed you, there's no food in your house. And she will beat you until you stop running around. Yeah. Because there are some people, as soon as it's 4:35, you see that they appear in your house. Children, they're at early age, moving around at specific times, eating people's food. It's a bad behavior to have. Brother, as you are beloved, they'll see the girl, you always go there to eat. It's not good. You haven't married her. You don't give chop money. And if you're a girl, you'd have no business supplying anybody with daily food until he has married you. You see, it's fantastical, Pastor Eric. We've said it here, but there are people here. They have men and boys, Pastor Edward, and they are feeding them daily. Even the money they earn, they give more than half to this guy. What is wrong with you? Your pastor is talking to you. It's bad behavior. You are not married. 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 Don't do what married people do. Amen. It's not just the sex you should not have, but I mean, it's not your responsibility. That's that you are annoyed. Hey, what do you mean? What do you mean? Then is the reason why you should leave that relationship. What do you mean by bosom naso? I don't know who is practicing that. And you know, all that the person will say as they go is at home. I said, Bishop, they were I can't sorry. And I said, no, never had. What your partner find man that obey who? And you two are afraid that he will leave you. And then you are continuing against the advice of your pastor. Look, ladies, I'll give you free advice. From the day of John the Baptist till today, no girl has looked after a man, paid his school fees, bought him dresses, suits, paid his airplane ticket, that the man has married her. If you don't know, I'm telling you, it's free. Unwarewo. Unwarewo. Oyusu, just for his educational purposes. Now, what do pa onwe school na piehona shede obeka kire o. You won't be hearing from him. The next thing you hear is on Facebook. Now say Facebook aba. Now advert or your engagement. And you are not the one. You want to wait for that time? So save your money. If you offering crown to me, my offering you. Offerings basa that you give. Barracuda fish. Also, baby, he will eat. He said you eat what? Fresh fish from the sea. You eat fresh fish from the sea. Indeed. Fresh fish from the sea. Do you know how to remove money? Even husbands who are not removing money, there are weddings there for them. Hey, you. Come on, boy. You see the scripture? He said, I know them. I know you. I know you by the Spirit. I know you. You are my sheep. I know you. There are many things about you that I don't tell you. I don't have to tell you. I'll just preach it. And then you should hear. When I meet you, I say, Charlie, how? So fine. How's everything? Fine. Everything they work? Fine. I say, okay. I know that you are under fire. But I'm not a Bible says we should not be busybodies. So I will try. But even that when we try, still you will say no. So we'll be watching you. When it's finishing you and you come, we shall pray with you and we shall encourage you. But you see, your pastor is an important person in your life. And your pastor's voice is important. My voice is more important to you than Prophet Obinim's voice. My voice is more important to you than Prophet Wan's voice. My voice is more important to you than the only other man of God whose voice is also important to you in your case is Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. And you see, when was the last time you saw him? So he delegates me. And I delegate my pastor. So together as a team, we represent the voice and the mind of our bishop, your father. So that is why when we are preaching to you, you should take the preaching seriously. When we are advising you, you should take the counsel seriously. Because God has placed deliverance, safety, and healing in the voice of your pastor for you. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Now, when you read from Genesis, you notice in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, and they heard the steps of the Lord God walking in the garden. Did they hear the steps? They heard the voice of the Lord God. There's something about the voice. Hallelujah. Look, if you really log into your pastor, your pastor's voice will bring comfort to you. He will not be thinking about comforting you, but when you hear his voice, it will bring a certain calming and comforting to you. Amen. So they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Now, the point I want to make out to you is that in Genesis, God himself was moving around and talking to the people. Amen. God himself would come down and talk with the people. So here you can see him talking with Adam and Eve. Are you with me? When you keep reading, you see him talking with Abraham. You see him talking with Isaac. You know, and God himself was speaking with them. Then a time came, God changed and started to use the prophets. So when Moses came to the scene, God changed it and started to use the prophets. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. So if there was going to be a word from God, God will pass the word through the prophet to the people. Amen. Yeah. Very important. God, in those days, you know, he would speak only to the prophet. Only. Those days, he put there, only. Only to the prophet. So he would speak to Samuel. He would speak to Moses. He would speak to David. He would speak to Nathan. He would speak to God and talk only to the prophet, Isaiah and co. Are you with me? Yes. And God will be talking and showing you his mind. Now, a time came, God moved from the prophet, verse 2. He says that hath in these last days spoken unto us by who? By his son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Amen. So Jesus, or God, passed the baton on to Jesus Christ. Now, when you start reading from Matthew 1, Luke 1, John 1, Mark 1, Jesus arrived on the scene, and Jesus also took up the mantle of being the mouthpiece of God to men. Amen. For 33 and a half years, Jesus did this work. But a time came, Jesus had to leave. And so Jesus decided that I'm going to transfer again this duty of God speaking to man, and I'm going to give it to five mouthpieces. Amen. So in Ephesians 4:10, the Bible says, and he gave some, this 4:11, and he gave some. Who gave some? That's why I wanted the 10. I want the 10. He says that he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now, who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Jesus Christ. What did he do in verse 11? The Bible says that, and he gave some apostles, number one, prophets, number two, evangelists, number three, pastors, number four, and teachers, number five. Amen. Now, I want to explain something to you. You see, the job that Jesus had to do, which was to speak to us, or that he said in John 10, that my sheep know my voice. That voice that he's using to speak to the sheep, he gave that over, not to one person. He gave it to five people. Because the five people have different functions. And Jesus had a lot of functions. And Jesus wasn't just one. Jesus was all. Jesus could do all. He could be apostle. He could be evangelist, prophet, pastor, and teacher. So Jesus gave it to five categories of people. Now, these people are very instrumental in your lives as a Christian. Amen. Now, each of them is the mouthpiece of God. You see, you think that it's only the prophet who is the mouthpiece of God, but it's not like that. You see, the prophet is one of the mouthpieces of God, and he has his special role. He has a special role. The special role of the prophet, usually he declares the mind of God on an issue, on a matter, in that actual moment, or he speaks on specific things that God wants to do. But there is another one. God is talking through another one. He's called a pastor. Now, he speaks to you, but he does not speak in a dramatic way. Like the prophet will say, "Thus saith the Lord," and the prophet may be dramatically dressed and so on. You understand what I'm saying? And does things, tokens and totems and symbols and things like that. That's the prophet. But the pastor is also as authentic a voice of God as the prophet is. And the pastor's speciality is that he pastors you. He is more like Jesus to you. Amen. So you see, we place a lot of weight on this is prophet one, and this is prophet two, and this is prophet three. And we are so scared at what they say. But you should even be more scared at the voice of the pastor. Amen. I said, just as the prophet is, the pastor also is, and even the teacher even more. Jesus was called Rabbi. One of the names they call Jesus is Rabbi. It means teacher. The teacher is a very powerful voice of God to explain the scriptures to you. In fact, in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible says, I would give you evangelists. I will give you apostles. I will give you prophets. He said, I will give you pastors. Pastors. And notice in Ephesians 4, he doesn't make a clear distinction between the pastor and the teacher. Because the only way you can pastor is to teach. Are you with me? But then we have a teacher. You see, like me, my primary calling is teaching. I am more a teacher than I am a pastor. Yeah. It is very easy for me to just take a verse. You just open a verse for me now. I'll start preaching from it and I'll explain many things and I will remove a lot of intestines from it. You'll be very surprised. It is very easy for me. The easiest thing for me to do. Yeah. But you see, God gave specifically to us a pastor. You see, what you need, you may think you need a prophet, but what you need is a pastor. Yeah. What you need is a pastor, not a prophet. The prophets have their duty. Do you take chloroquine every day? Do you take what other medicine is there? APC. Coquedru. Do you take it every day? No. A prophet is like that. A prophet, you see, the ministry of a prophet is very fantastic. I used to pray very hard. I said, God, turn me into a prophet. Many years ago, one day as I was praying, the Holy Ghost said to me, are you not happy with the way I have made you? He asked me that question. Am I not happy the way he has made me? Ooh, I felt bad. I began to apologize to God. As if I know more than God. I don't know more than God. And I am happy, Lord, for making me who I am. I'm happy. Said Yamiti Viera, Yesu, now I am happy. Yeah. He said, then the Holy Spirit said to me that, he said, what I don't know is that the five ministries are all the same in their glory. You just have to shine. Look, who is more honorable than Billy Graham? What has made Bishop Dagg known? Is it not his evangelistic work? But he's also Pastor Dagg. You see? So he said to me that all the gifts shine nicely and equally in their glory. They are the same. They are not supposed to fight one another. You see? But when it comes to your life, what you need is not a prophet. A prophet cannot pastor you. A prophet doesn't have the ability to pastor. To pastor is a special ability. You can have a pastor, prophet. So it's like he can pastor, but he's more a prophet, like Prophet Kakra. Prophet Kakra is a pastor. He's a prophet pastor. When you go to his church, you will see that he's pastoring a church. He has a big church, everything. But he has more pastoral work delegated. And he does more prophetic work. You see, more speaking, more teaching. One of the other roles of a prophet is to teach. Because the mind of God, who can teach it apart from God himself? So he takes a difficult scripture and then he explains it to you. So, but when it comes to you are sick, it's like your stomach is paining you. I said, okay, I have a cardiologist. Let's go and see him. Your stomach is paining you. I'm taking you to a cardiologist. Or your stomach is paining you, so I'm taking you to a dermatologist. Do you know dermatologist? 25% of your life is finished. You have to be taken to the general practitioner. The doctors, we have some, they are general. When you go and see them, they can help you with almost everything. But then when it comes to specialized cases, he will direct you to a specialist. There are things that will tell you that we need a prophet's voice in this. That is why you'll be here and ask, okay, I'm bringing a prophet to the church to come and visit the church for 3 days to speak and to minister. Are you with me? Yeah. But what you need for your life to become a successful husband, a successful wife, a successful son, a successful boy, a successful girl, is a pastor. So God in his wisdom, he said that I will give you pastors. I will give you pastors after my own heart who will feed you with what? Knowledge and understanding. Now, how would knowledge and understanding come to you except through the voice, the speaking, the preaching, the counseling of the pastor or your man of God? Amen. So we have thought that, okay, among the five ministry gifts, the prophet is the one God speaks to. It's not like that. God speaks to all of them, and God has different things to say. So he needs different spokesmen. God has something to say about evangelism and soul winning, and winning of souls at whatever village. So he gives the word to an evangelist, and he stands there and he preaches the word of God to them. Amen. In the same way, in the church, it is the domain of a pastor. If you find a prophet trying to pastor, he is not in, it's like a goalkeeper playing number five, or a goalkeeper playing forward, front, left. That's how it is. You see, pastoring is basic. Everybody can pastor. Some level of pastoring everybody can do, like teaching. Some level of teaching everybody can do. You went to school small. So you should be able to, simple analysis of a verse, you should be able to do it. Is that not the case? So in Hebrews 5:12, he says that now for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, first principles of the oracles of God, and become as those who have need of milk. What a shock, Paul said. By this time you should be teaching. But then we also have teachers. When he takes the scripture and starts to preach it, he says, oh, a teacher have come. Yeah. Now the pastor's work is that he must be with you so that the things that God has to say to you, Mrs. Poby, God will say it through him to you. Yeah. God will say it through him to you. The words that a pastor has are as prophetic as the words that a prophet is also speaking when he said, "Thus saith the Spirit of the Lord." And when I closed my eyes, I saw the clouds moving and I heard the voice say that, my children, the time has come and the time is now. You see? The prophet will be saying it so dramatically, but your pastor too, he'll also be here. And he'll also be saying to you, look, this year is your year, and God is going to bless you. God has opened the door for you. Is that not the case? It's the same thing.
That's right.
So we have to value our pastors, and especially the voice of your pastor to you. What does it say?
Na mema mo ahwefo.
Mema mo de ahwefo.
Said ye makuma pe.
Said ye makuma pe.
Na wode nhunumu ni nimde.
What did they?
Nhunumu.
Nhunumu.
Yes.
Any day.
Nimde.
Any nimde. You see, this explanation I'm explaining about the five ministry gifts, you see, to you. I'm able to do that because of the teacher anointing. That I'm explaining to you that asomwa. It is the same thing. When the evangelist stands and he's speaking, it is the voice of God speaking at that time and at that moment. Now you, God gave you a special domain name. Your address is adramansa@bishopbigdaddy.com. That is your email address.
That's right.
As far as heaven is concerned, your pastor is your domain name. And it will be kofioredu@pastorjohn.com.
That's it.
Many things God has to send to you, he will send it there. So when we go into your inbox, you will see that there are so many inbox messages that have not been accessed. Some of them have attachments like money, like wife, like children, like blessing, like healing. It's all there because you ignore that one. You want to use dynamite.com. So you are there, but your messages are not coming there. Your messages are coming to somewhere else. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that is why you must be interested in your pastor's voice. You must be interested in what your pastor has to say about anything that you are involved in. Amen. Five attitudes you must have towards your pastor's voice. Next week, we'll look at what is in your pastor's voice. And I know that your life will never be the same. So five attitudes you must have
to your pastor's voice. Number one, expectation. Expectation. This is the attitude you should have to your pastor's voice, Richmond. Expectation. Amen. Lord, I expect you to speak. Lord, I expect you to speak. When you are listening to your pastor, you must have the attitude of, Lord, I expect you to speak. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Lord, I expect you to speak. When you come, you see, listen. If I go to sit in a trotro and I have an expectation of God to speak to me, I will hear God speaking to me. God speaks through various circumstances. You see, we spoke about the voice of circumstance. God can speak to you through many things. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe certain coded signals are not going well. So, you see, when you smile to your husband, the signal that goes to him is a frown. Brain box network. Brain box current be a film or bonsam the current of him. Every current that has destroyed the settings of your marriage, we reset the marriage to factory settings in Jesus' name. It's even the revelation of using your phone and all those things. No, you now you're proper. Now you're sinkable to the destiny of God in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you come to church or when you are talking to your pastor, expect God to speak to you. Number two, I have to do this quickly. Number two, you must have an attitude of hunger. H-U-N-G-E-R, hunger. You are hungry to hear what he has to say. Amen. And for that you say, Lord, I need you to speak. The first one is what? Lord, I expect you to speak. And then the second one is, Lord, I need you to speak. Then third attitude is the attitude of attention. You must have attention when your pastor speaks. Amen. And you say, Lord, I will listen to you speak. Like as I'm speaking now, you must pay attention to what I'm saying. So when I'm saying, you must have the attitude of attentively listening to what your pastor is saying. You see? And if we're really attentive, the point I made about beloved, don't give money to the boyfriend, don't pay boyfriend fees, don't give boyfriend chop money, 35-year-old open fridge, asking, shinimu, all those things, you should have them as points. But you have a beloved, he's 36 years old. I don't know why you want to marry him, but I mean, I think I'll choose to be alone. I must be honest with you before you come back after some years with some issues. You see, because when you marry a man who can't provide, you will not be happy. Even if you have all the money in the world and your husband doesn't have to work, you see, there's something about the man giving you money. Even the man himself will not be happy. Even his erection won't work. Because he's not giving you money. That one, not everybody understood, so it's okay. So attentively, as you listen attentively, you are going to catch things. In fact, you may even catch things that I am not saying. Yeah, many times when you are really listening to somebody in a certain way, you see that you'll be making some notes on the side. Certain things will occur to you on the side. You just make a note underline. When you go home, you check this one out. And this thing has occurred to you, you know, and things like that. So what's the first attitude? The attitude of expectation. The second one is the attitude of hunger. And then the attitude of attention. Then the attitude of
Faithfulness, I will explain to you. Faithfulness. Now, what that is saying is, Lord, I believe you when you speak. Lord, I believe you when you speak. 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 God is talking to you, I'm telling you. I believe you when you speak. And then number 5, obedience. Are you prepared to obey the things you hear your pastor say? So you must have this. You should not be here if you don't have any intentions of obeying what I say or what we say as a pastoral team. Obedience. Amen. Now, all this I'm saying is standing on one scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. It says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because, everybody say because. When ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, listen, he said, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Paul said, when they heard him preaching, they did not just assume that this is the word of men, but they saw it for what it really is. It is the word of God to you. Exactly so. And until you can fall into it, your blessings will be cut off, I'm telling you. But God doesn't have any such intentions. God has the intention of blessing you. And that is why he's revealing to you that, look, your pastor you are with, you are looking for someone who will give you a 5-minute word. Your pastor gives you a 1-hour word every morning. Everything I've said to you is prophetic. A lot of things I've said to you is from God. Because there are times when we are speaking by ourselves. I must be honest with you. But Bishop talks about the divine interchange. So sometimes your pastor is speaking, then he changes. Then God begins to speak to you. Then he comes back. Then he's now talking to you and all that. Then he goes. So there's always a switch. And that's why you should be attentive. Paul at times said that, look, this one, it is not God, but I am the one that is speaking. That's what Paul said. So we are not saying 100% what we say is from God. Neither is 100% what you hear from a prophet from God. It's the same thing. Amen. But a lot of what you would hear me saying is from God or influenced by God. A lot of what I'm saying is from God or influenced by God. Say, holy men spoke as they were moved. As they were moved. As they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. You see, and God also speaks through you. Yeah. But it may not be to a very great extent. Anytime I'm talking to you, I'm listening for the voice of God in what you are saying. Amen. Let me end by explaining just a little about attention. When you are in a room with a mother, and the mother has a new baby, the mother will be sitting chatting with you, then suddenly she would, I'm coming. She would rush into the room and go and bring the baby, and the baby would be crying. He said, I didn't hear the baby crying, but the mother heard the baby crying. Even when the baby doesn't cry, the mother will hear that the baby has woken up because she is attentively listening for the voice of that baby. From today, may you not waste the gift of a pastor that God has given to you. Oh yeah. Treasure the moments you can spend with your pastor or with the pastors that are here that I have also delegated. Bishop Doug has also appointed. We are all relevant to your forward movement in life. Amen. Don't waste it. I said, don't waste it. Don't waste your time looking for other things. You won't find anything anywhere. I'm telling you. God has intended that he will speak to you through the channel of a pastor. And one is standing in front of you every Sunday, speaking to you,
advising you, counseling you, encouraging you. It is all the words of God. It is all the words of God. And Paul said in this fantastic scripture, he said that they took it not as the voice of men, but they took it as the voice of God himself. Wow. He said, but as it is the truth, the word of God. Wow. Let me tell you, me, I'm a bit uncomfortable about speaking, preaching this type of messages. It's like you are trying to say, I'm, that's not what I'm trying to say. But the fact remains that, Charlie, your blessing must come. Your blessing must come. Your blessing must come. Your breakthrough must come. When the prophet Kaka saw me, he said, Big Daddy, Charlie, the people, their blessing, they are mouth like granato. If you are not careful, you chew all. By the time you get to heaven, you didn't release any to them. You rather chew them and swallow them. We should speak the word over the people. Speak the word of encouragement, the word of direction. Look, the pastor has the gift of directing you more than anybody else. More than anybody else. When you see a pastor, you are looking at a special vessel of God that God is using. He's one of the roots. God can decide to speak through a prophet, or he can decide to speak through a pastor. The same thing he will say through the prophet, he will say through the pastor. The advantage with the pastor is that he would also explain to you. He would also explain to you many things and how to avoid the distraction that he is seeing. Wow. The pastor also can advise you. Like I can advise you on how to buy a car. And that advice is not coming from the spirit. No. But by virtue of my experience and even just by virtue of discernment, I can give you an advice and I can help you to make a choice by who I am. Are you with me? That's why if you have a beloved, bring him. We shall scan him for you. We may not be choosing your wife or your husband, but we can scan them. You know, sometimes when you go to the hospital, so you have to go and do CAT scan. You have to do MIR scan. You have to also bring your NIPA for pastoral scan. There are things you won't see. But when the pastor begins to interact with him, one, two, then he may say one or two things to you. I pray that as pastors, you know, we should be bolder. Sometimes when you look in the microscope, say, hey, what is this? And then you don't say what it is, Pastor Eric. We are also not doing a good service to the people. We should say it as it is. Anna Kanawu. You see, that's the weakness of the pastor. The pastor is very feeling, very caring. And when he looks at the thing, he quotes the thing and makes the thing. May your pastor give you all the word and all the counsel of God for you in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Stand to your feet. Let's close. I want you to pray and say, Lord, I receive my pastor into my heart and into my life. The pastors that you have placed upon me, I receive them, Lord, and I receive the blessing and the word that they have for my life. Speak to God right now. Speak to God right now. Speak to God right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. Visit our church, Lighthouse Chapel International, Takrade, near Wamko 1.